yes, some joy, yes, well, the real McCoys with our faces all wearing a grin. Not a care can stay when we're around your way. We'll win your hearts if you'll just let us in. Any kid on the street whom you a chance to meet and direct you to laughter and cheer.
Then you'll know for sure that we've been on tour and all the folks will agree
that we're the happiest, happiest gang around town. We're the real McCoys.
Greetings, my friends. This is Kevin O'Gorman with the sparkling show that has hit a new high with everyone who prefers their radio entertainment happy and snappy. You'll find no dull spot in the next 30 minutes, and I'm pleased to once again introduce to you the real McCoys.
How do you do?
Yes, just as they speak to you with one voice, they have one desire, and that is to be sure that they cater to the whole family. And for inspiration, they turn to the Bluebird to find out what's the good word.
What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird? Did you bring a song to cheer me up today? Give me your word, Mr. Bluebird. Did you come to tell me everything's okay? I've been blue because there is no letter. Seeing you has made me feel much better. What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird, before you fly away?
Much better. What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird, before you fly away?
Singing high, singing low. That's the way we go with Don Hopper. A lot of you men don't realize just what your wives have to put up with at home when you go away to your work each day. But Alan Rowe found out the other day when his wife left him at home to mind the home in a new housing area.
Oh, well, here we are at home. A nice empty house, peace and quiet. I think I'll just have a little smoke and then a nice little nap. Oh, now, good heavens, who's there? Oh, it's a hawker. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, perhaps you got a very wheezy chest, sir. Here's a little something. I'll fix it very nice. Rub it on your chest, sir. Nothing but the best, sir. Mothball, shaving cream, soap, and camphor eyes. Take him into braces, collar studs and laces, and black and tan or white, sir, whichever you prefer. Menders and suspenders, brush and comb and cases.
I don't want any.
Right you are. Good morning. Thank you, sir.
I got rid of him in a hurry. Oh, no, not another.
Good morning. I'm the butcher. What'll you be wanting? Lamb chops, chub chops, loin chops, pork chops, mutton chops, or a spot of corned beef, tripe, and cat's meat?
Well, I think I'll just have two chump chops, thank you, butcher.
Two chump chops. My word, this is a nice little place you've got here in this new housing area, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's quite nice. We find it quite comfortable, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I just love the way that garden of yours floats around there. It's very nice, really.
Yes, well, we find it very convenient. The flowers just float in the front door and grab them as they go past before they get out the back.
Yes, well, that's all you'll be wanting today, is it, sir?
Yes, that's all I'll be wanting, thank you, butcher.
Yes, well, good morning. I'll just swim out to the front gate and get into me motorboat and buzz off.
Oh, well, peace at last. He's gone.
Graham, sir?
Oh, no, it's not. There's the grocer.
I've just paddled round to the back door to get your order. Tea and coffee, cocoa, condiments and spice. Dehydrated eggs, sir. Washing soap and pigs, sir. Macaroni, vermicelli, oatmeal, flour and rice. Raisins and sultanas, tin peaches and bananas, chilies, chutney, pickle sauces, jam and vinegar. Mother milk, messina, sago, semolina.
I want the lot.
Right you are. Good morning. Thank you, sir.
Well, that's that. Oh, no, it isn't. Here comes another one.
Good morning. Is the missus in?
No, she's out. Why?
Well, I'm the greengrocer. Perhaps you'll be wanting something.
Yes, just a little peace and quiet.
Well, he can't give you that. But I tell you what he can give you. I can give you a nice loin of spuds at 2 pence a pound, peas 3 pence a pound, marrow 4 pence a pound, cauliflower 5 pence a pound, apples 6 pence a pound, and watermelons 12 a dozen.
Watermelons? Don't mention that word water to me again.
Well, listen, listen, you don't want anything?
No, I don't want anything, thank you. By the way, do you listen to your radio?
Oh, yeah, I'm a real radio fan. I am.
Look, do you ever hear the real McCoys?
Oh, yeah. We never miss the real McCoys, you know.
I see, but what do you think of the artist in the real McCoys?
Well, now, let me see. There's Leslie Ross, he's about 2 pence a pound. Laurie Wilson, 3 pence a pound. Penny Lucas, 4 pence a pound. Fred Phillips, 5 pence a pound. Roy Light,
yes. But what do you think of the comedian of the show? No, the man with the voice for every occasion, Alan Rowe.
Him, 2 pence a ton. Good morning.
Who are the McCoy Quartet? Well, in answer to many queries, they are Roy Lyons, drummer Fred O'Kane, pianist Fred Phillips, and producer Leslie Ross. Yes, a versatile gang, the McCoys. And here are the quartet for the real ear pleaser.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountain, with your body of blue. Once again, I'll say, sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you.
little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonnie arms of blue. Once again, I'll say I love you.
Funny, you just can't stop Ollie Wilson and Freddie Phillips when they saddle up to two pianos. Not unless you get Annie and her gun. Night or morn, the thing to do is to go kiss, kiss, kissing in the corn.
There's a farmer boy by the name of Joe. The girls all round all love him so. And every night you'll see him go.
Kiss, kiss, kiss it at the corn. Kiss, kiss, kiss it at the corn.
So the girls all thought him rather slow to see his action with the hoe. He taught them lots they didn't know.
Kiss, kiss, kiss it at the cold. Kiss, kiss, kiss it at the cold.
With a voice that's kind of husky, a physique that's kind of weak, he slays them low, he lays them low. When he turns on his corn technique, he can grow the taters, yes, they say, and plow a furrow quite okay. But you should see that kid make hay.
Kiss, kiss, kiss it at the cold.
Farmer Murphy's pigs got out. He didn't rave, he didn't shout. He found those porkers snout to snout, kiss, kiss, kissing in the corn. When his champion cow got out of hand, she broke the pail and smashed the stand. He found her there with Ferdinand, kiss, kiss, kissing in the corn. All the chickens from the chick coop take their favorite chickaroos. The ducks all take their favorite tricks. The chooks their cock-a-doo-doo-doo-loos.
All the rabbits go there two by two. It seems the natural thing to do. The night owls too, they woo-woo-woo. Kiss, kiss, kissing in the corn. Kiss, kiss, kissing in the corn. Kiss, kiss, kissing in the corn.
The Vibragrand was built by Fred King. When he plays it, the result calls for soft lights. Watson and Shamrock Bones, those famous crime detectives, have been engaged by Mr. John Citizen to unravel the deepest of deep mysteries. Where do the telephones go?
Well, here we are, Spotson, on the trail of the missing telephones. We've just got to find them.
Yes, Bones, but I think it would have been a lot easier if we'd accepted that other consignment.
I see it's raining again. What was that, Spotson?
Looking for a 44-gallon drum of petrol.
Ah, never despair, Spotson, never despair. Nil desperandum. We shall go and interview the man who lives in this house. He may be able to give us a clue.
Yeah?
Good evening. My name is Shamrock Bones, the famous detective. Have you got the phone on?
Listen, Mug, you trying to be funny? I know I was lucky enough to win £25,000 in Queensland's Golden Casket and also back Fox Army in the Melbourne Cup. But have I got the phone on? Say, I ain't that flaming lucky.
You see, Spotson, the position is desperate. But we must press on. Hello, hello, there's something strange happening inside of me, Spotson. A voice within me is speaking. A queer voice inside me. Who could it be?
Well, it sounds like chronic indigestion.
And now a strange, unseen force is gripping me. Yes, now it's guiding me toward that building over there. Now it's probing me on, tearing at me. What can it be, Spotson?
Well, I don't know, Bones. Unless it's that bulldog that's got hold of the seat of your pants.
Bulldog, don't be silly, Spotson. It's the hound of the Baskervilles.
Hound of the Baskervilles? How did he get into this week's script? He's not due for 3 weeks, yes?
Never mind, Spotson, but I feel we're on to something. Yes, Spotson, I feel that inside this mysterious building, we shall find what we seek. Spotson.
Yes, Bones?
You must go in alone and then report back to me.
Yes, well, I think I'll be going home now, Bones. I remember that...
Why, just a minute. Are you afraid, Spotson?
What, me afraid? Not me, Bones, but I'm collecting my insurance next Tuesday, and I'd sort of like to be there when they pay.
But, Spotson, you'd like to be the idol of the people, talked about, read about, raved about?
Yes, but I'd like to be roundabout while they're doing it.
Very well, Spotson, I shall go in alone myself. And just to show you there is no ill feeling toward you, you can come with me.
Thanks.
But before we enter, I shall prepare myself for the ordeal by playing on my fiddle.
Yes, and what an ordeal this'll be.
behind me.
Ah, when I start playing my fiddle, I can think.
Yes, and when you stop playing it, we can all think.
All right, Spotson, here we go. Quietly, softly now, don't make a sound. Shh.
Bones, Bones!
What is it, Spotson?
Come quickly, a strange feeling has come over me. I'm getting colder, colder, and colder. My teeth are crackling. My hands and my feet are frozen stiff.
Frozen stiff? Spotson, you idiot. Come out of that refrigerator.
But Bones, Bones, it does feel as if someone else is in this room. I'll just call out and see.
Very well. Hello! Hey there!
Hey there!
What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm minding my own business. Why don't you?
Shh! Someone's coming. He's turning on the light.
Why, good evening, gentlemen. Goodness me, Shamrock Bones and Dr. Spotson. What on earth are you both doing here?
Well, we're investigating the mystery of the missing phones. Tell me, sir, have you got the phone on?
My dear Bones, don't be so disgustingly revolting. I've had my application in for many years, but as yet, Mr. Bones, I have not got the phone on. Good night, gentlemen.
Come on, Spotson, we're wasting our time. I'm going to give up this case.
Give up the case, Bones? Why?
Why, Spotson, listen, if that fellow hasn't got the phone on, nobody can get it on.
Why, Bones, who was that fellow?
Who was he? Alexander Graham Bell. Into the McCoy Mansion steps a new personality and a star is born. My friends, we invite you to meet Lance Ingram.
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fame. Today a smile, tomorrow tear, you're never sure what's in store. So learn your lesson before too late, and be like I. Hold your head up high till you find a bluebird of happiness.
It makes no difference who you are. It's all the same, somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the woman on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fears. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same. It's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. And for every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above. So don't you forget, you must search till you find the blue.
time flies, and so we must be nippy and zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
Now it's the truth. It's actual. Why everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Well, when the man called time, gentlemen, please, you all shouted all just one more, please. Well, I'm afraid there'll be no more tonight. But at the same time next week, the gang will gather around and you can sit in on the party once again. With Alan Rowe, Lottie Wilson, Penny Lucas, Roy Lyons, Fred King, Don Harper, Freddie Phillips, Bruce Clark, Fred O'Kane, Bill Castenson, and, of course, the chap who thinks it all up, our producer and pal, Leslie Ross.
Happiest, happiest gang around.